Firstly, regarding the extremely impressive ongoing protests and occupations at American universities, why do you think there has been this extraordinarily quick move to extreme repression and the calling in of the police by university administrators?
I think there are a number of things intersecting here. I mean, first of all, there's the university bosses in the US who aren't necessarily academics. I mean, take Columbia. They've already seen the footage now of Manoush Shafiq, president of Columbia. What is she? She's a former Bank of England, World Bank, and IMF bod. I mean, she's a representative of the executive of the capitalist class. And people like her are appointed to run universities, not because they're academics, but because they'll run them like businesses. That's what she did at the LSE, which is my alma mater. Luckily, I got out before she came in. But under her directorship, it became a vanguard of casualization and strike breaking in the UK. Her predecessor, Craig Calhoun, wasn't amazing or anything, but at least he felt occasionally that he should listen to staff and students. And if you think about the reforms to universities in the UK, intended obviously to make them a lot more like those in the US, they treat students as consumers rather than citizens. Now, there's a certain authoritarian logic there because you do not engage consumers in your restaurant or whatever as political interlocutors in the way that you do citizens. If they misbehave, you call the cops and you have them ejected. That's the logic that has been rolled out here. That's one part of it. Another part is their dependence on funders. So when the owner of the New England Patriots, a billionaire called Robert Kraft, says he isn't going to financially support Columbia until it sorts out these Palestine protests, that is a significant material factor. I mean, on top of that, Kraft himself is a pretty vociferous Zionist. This is not untypical in parts of the American capitalist class. I mean, his company, the Kraft Group, boasts of its relations to Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East, and so on. And he was the one that, a few months ago, I think he started a campaign on what he called anti-Semitism that rather unsubtly conflated anti-Semitism with any expression of solidarity with the Palestinians, so that, for example, the Palestinian flag became the Hamas flag and so on. I think aside from the general support that the American ruling class has towards Israel, and aside from whatever transnational commercial and political networks might have been formed through several decades of that particular special relationship, the very rich pro-Israel bosses like Kraft have clout. They have a voice. It's a bit like how the Koch brothers, who don't really represent the wider capitalist class, but nonetheless they can make themselves felt because they're billionaires. So they may be vulgarian morons, people like Kraft, but what they say matters. And if you're a university president whose goal is to, first of all, make the university run like a business and keep the donations coming in, and above all, make the donors feel good about what they're supporting, and you have absolutely no affiliation with even basic academic scruple or any notion of a pastoral relationship between teachers and students, where you might have a kind of caring attitude to the students who are protesting, then you will tend to bend to these thugs.
If you'd like to hear the rest of this episode of PTO Extra, then please consider becoming a £5 supporter of the show on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/poll theory other to sign up.